نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، فاتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has willed our reconvening today, inshallah, to continue the reading of our book, Usul Sunnah of Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani, rahimahullah. And today, inshallah, we'll be continuing from the 16th point that the Imam said according to this Nuskha that we use. He said, rahimahullah, wal imanu bil mizan yawm al qiyamah kama jaa yuzanu al abdu yawm al qiyamati fala yazinu janah ba'uda wa tuzanu a'malu al ibad kama jaa fil athar wal imanu bihi wat tasdiqu bihi wal i'radu عن من رد ذلك وترك مجادلته. الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله, from those matters after he discussed the issues related to Qadar, issues related to the fact that the Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah speaks when he likes, how he likes, when he likes, how he likes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the discussions on seeing him on Day of Qiyamah in Al-Jannah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he also discussed, because the seeing of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his Lord is related to seeing Allah. So he brought that matter else. After discussing Qadar, he started to mention issues related to the hereafter. But because the seeing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is related to the seeing of Allah of the rest of the Muslims on the Day of Qiyamah, so he brought the seeing of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Else, it could be easy to say after he discussed the matters of Qadar, after he mentioned what we should believe as far as Qadar is concerned, he mentioned issues related to Akhirah, related to the Day of Qiyamah. So from those that we believe that we shall see Allah on the Day of Qiyamah in Al-Jannah and on the plane of resurrection. We had discussed that, inshallah. The other matter that he mentioned, rahimahullah, is Al-Imanu Bil-Mizan. We must believe in Al-Mizan. Al-Imanu Bil-Mizan. The Muslim necessarily must believe in the Mizan. Yawm Al-Qiyamah. We must believe in the balance, that on the Day of Qiyamah, there is something called the balance or the scale, or what we can say, the weighing machine. The scale, the balance, the weight. The weight that has the two sides, having suspended weigh pans on both sides. This is what mankind knows as way. Inshallah, we shall come back to that. Or as balance. Or as scale. So he said, Rahimahullah, wal imanu bil mizan yawm al qiyamah. We must also believe, we must have belief truly in al mizan, in the balance or the scale that this shall be on the day of qiyamah. Kama ja'a, as it is reported that yuzanu al abdu yawm al qiyamati. A slave shall be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَا يَزِنُ جَنَاحَ بَعُودَةً. And he will not weigh, a man will be weighed, and he will not weigh, he will not be up to the feather of a mosquito. Someone will be weighed, and he will not weigh the feather of a mosquito on the day of Qiyamah. He said, وَتَزِنُ وَتُوزَنُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ. He said also, the works of man shall be weighed. كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْأَثَرِ, as it has been reported from Athar. Athar here is not مَا جَاءَ عَنْ مَنْ دُونَ الرَّسُولِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني مَا جَاءَ عَنِ الصُّحَابَةِ وَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ لَا. Athar here is Athar as it is أَشْمَل, that is كُلُّ مَا أُثِرَ, everything that is reported, do we understand? So Athar here, because the hadith that he refers to here, rahimahullah, is a hadith that is reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he's saying Athar here is not referring to a statement that is either mawquf or maqtu. It's referring to narrations that are marfu'at. It can also be that there are narrations from companions regarding this, and there are actually. But what he is saying here is referring to here, which he quoted, rahimahullah, Athar, narrations from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So he said, وَتُوزَنُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْأَثَرِ. And the works of men, the works of people shall be weighed, as it has been reported from the Athar. So he said, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَالْتَصْدِيقُ بِهِ. We must believe in it. We must believe in al-mizan. We must believe that our works shall be weighed on the day of Qiyamah, as is reported, and that our works shall be weighed, we shall be weighed also. He said, "What tasdiqu bihi?" We should know that it is true. We should know that it is true and agree to its truity. He said, "Wal-i'radu an man radda dhalik." And then we should keep away from the people who reject this, who do not believe in it. We should avoid them. And so he explained what our avoidance should be. So he said, وَتَرْكُ مُجَادَلَتِهِ. He said, and then abandoning arguing with such people, the people who reject that these things are true, like the people of Itizal, the Mu'tazila. They say that we do not need to, our works do not need to be weighed. Allah already knows our works. So why does he need to weigh the works? Don't forget that the index of the people of I'tizal is tafdilul aql ala naql. Giving preference to aql, to the senses, intellect, over text. So if text brings something and the intellect cannot understand it exactly, they give it another meaning. Even when the intellect can understand it and there is a meaning given to it by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the companions, they give it what their intellect suggests. Because in their kalam, in their falsafa, they have some qawaid that they had established. One of these is that the greatest thing Allah has given to man is his intellect. So everything must submit to it. It's one of their qawaid. That the greatest thing Allah has given to man is his intellect. So everything that is coming from anywhere to man must submit to that intellect, which is the greatest thing that man has. So it is based on those qawaid. That's why there will be clear explanations from the Messenger, but they will make ta'wil. There will be clear explanations from the companions, they will deny it. They say, no, it should not be like that, because if you describe it like that, it will be like this. It will be like this based on their own foundations that they had established, which are against the deen. So, this is just a run-through explanation of what the Imam said, rahimahullah. So when he says, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and that we must believe in al-mizan يوم القيامة. The first issue regarding this is that we must believe that there is mizan, there is balance. And this balance is as it is said and as it is known. Because the asl, the basis regarding kalimat, regarding words in the sharia is that they are to be understood in the basic meaning that is known in the day-to-day usage. If someone says a man, it is a man, except we have a proof to understand that it is not talking about a man, but a madman. So every word that comes in the sharia will be understood in its basic understanding, how it is known, how what is known about that thing. So if what is known about that thing is the same thing that the sharia brings, then, or if what the sharia brings is the same thing that we know, which is the basis, it is taken like that. But if there is another evidence that makes us understand that, no, the meaning of this thing must change. Just simple, salat. Salat is known in the Arabic lexicology as dua. Salat, dua. But when the Prophet came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made us understand that there are more things to salah than just making dua. Allah give me, Allah take, Allah this. There are more things to salah than just dua. So when there are no evidences to make us understand that what is mentioned in the text of Kitab and Sunnah is not that meaning we are thinking about, there must be an evidence that will indicate that to us. Else, we take it in the basic understanding that that thing means. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was using the Arabic language and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conveying the message in Arabic. And he will not say to us except what we understand. So it means he has used that word as we know it. So when he said al-imanu bil-mizan, that we must believe in al-mizan, it means the mizan, the balance that has two scales, as we know what balances are. It has two pans. One on the right, one on the left, as the case may be, regarding the person talking. So in those two sides, they are going to be like that, as it is known. The second thing regarding that is that it is real mizan. Don't interpret it is mizan, as we know mizan. The question now that may come is, what is the proof that there is going to be mizan on the day of Qiyamah? What is the proof? Allah said to us in the Quran, he said, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah said, we shall establish مَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. We shall establish balances of justice. They will be just. They will not be unfair to anyone. For example, having one already tilted before the person's deed or before the person himself, we shall discuss that. What will be put on the scale? Is it the deeds or the persons themselves that will be put on the scales on the day of Qiyam? So no scale shall be tilted before the deeds are placed. The deeds will be placed accordingly. No justice will be done to anyone. No injustice will be done to anyone. The scales are scales of justice. No injustice. وَلَا يُزْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. No one will be done injustice unto. So he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. And we shall place, look at the plural of respect that he gives to himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shall place the scales, the balances of justice on the day of Qiyamah. لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, he says, فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No soul in any little manner will be unjustly dealt with. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ. Even if it is a small atom-sized deed, good or bad, مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ, as small as it is from whatever it's considered small, it says, أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. We shall bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. It says, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And we are enough. We suffice. We are ready to as judges, as people who calculate and give things its proper enumeration. Kafa bina hasidin. Who best does it better than we do? Allah says that about himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says wa kafa bina hasidin. We suffice as enumerators and calculators and evaluators who will evaluate everything rightly and give everybody his due share. That verse is in Surah Al-Anbiya. The other verse also is in Surah Al-A'raf. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah said, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذْنِ الْحَقِّ. Allah said on the day of Qiyamah, and the balance on that day is regarding the truth. It's about truth and justice. He says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Anyone whose balances are weighty, when his balances are weighty, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are successful people. Weighty here means regarding his good deeds. If his good deeds are heavy, he says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those people are the successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. But those whose deeds, whose pan of good deeds are khafif, are light, he said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those are the people who lost their souls. They were the ones who lost. They lost themselves. Nobody was responsible for their loss. They should blame themselves for their loss. So here, let's quickly mention it. It says, ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. The first thing we should understand is, that is the weight of good deeds. So some of the ulama have asked that, no, it is the weight that comes up that is of the good, because upness, height, is known of things that are good. And downwardness or down is related to things that are evil. So on that day, it means that it is those people whose deeds, the circular mawazinu, who means that their deeds will be up. But the word makes us understand that circular, like we said, is something that it's weighty. And weight is not expressed up. Weight is a function that is brought down. It's something that is against gravity. Even when on the day of Qiyamah, no gravity is known. But what we know from day-to-day understanding is that what comes down is the weighty. So some of us among the scholars, Sheikh Salih Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen mentioned this in his book, in the second volume of Aqidat al-Wasitiyah, that what is most authentic is that what he has said in the day-to-day ordinary meaning. So it is not referring to something that will go up. What will go up is the light deed. So the one that is most weighty is the one that goes down. So if the good deed is most weighty, it goes down. If the evil deed is most weighty, the evil side where the evil deed is loaded, it goes down. And if it is the person himself that is weighty, then that is put on the scale. If he's weighty, good deeds, a lot of righteous, pious deeds, he weighs down. So then that downness does not necessarily mean what he has made us understand is that day-to-day understanding of how weights or how balances are made. So balances will go as it has been mentioned. Another proof that makes us understand this quickly before we go to other matters is one from the hadith. One very popular hadith, I think we all know. The hadith was reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. He says, At-tuhur shatrul iman. He says, purification is half of deen. He says, Walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. And to say Alhamdulillah fills up the mizan, fills up the weight. It says, At-tuhur shatrul iman. Tuhur, purification, perhaps wudu from najasatul, when we make al-hadathul asgar, we make tahara, and the tahara in that sense will be wudu. And when we make hadathul akbar, the tahara will be from, like when we make junub, the tahara will be from the fact that we make ghusl. So he says, At-tuhur shatrul iman. Generally, that a Muslim is clean and pure is half of deen. Shatrul iman, half of iman. He says, Walhamdulillah, and the statement to say, Alhamdulillah, that all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Tamla'ul mizan. It fills up the mizan. So it makes us understand that there is a mizan that is, that this deed, the reward of saying Alhamdulillah, will be placed upon. So placing the reward of saying Alhamdulillah on that mizan is what will weigh for the one who says Alhamdulillah. That hadith was reported by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih. One of the pious predecessors, Al-Imam Zuhair ibn Abbad, he said, كل من أدركت من المشايخ. All those that I met, I learned from, so to speak, amongst the shuyukh. He said, كل من أدركت من المشايخ. All those that I met amongst the shuyukh, So he mentioned some of them. He said, Malik. He said, like Imam Malik, rahimahullah, or Sufyan. Imam Malik, Malik ibn Anas, Imam Darul Hijra. Or Sufyan al-Imam, Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Or Fudail, Imam Fudail ibn Iyad. Fudail ibn Iyad was a great worshipper among the scholars of Hadith. Or Isa ibn Yunus, and Imam Isa ibn Yunus. Or Ibn Mubarak, and Imam Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Or Waqi ibn al-Jarrah. Imam Waqi ibn al-Jarrah is from the teachers of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal himself. He learned from him. He says, Kanu yakulun. All these people that we have learned from, what they used to say was that al-mizanu haqqun, that it is true that there will be mizan on the day of Qiyamah. So we have the verses from the Quran, we have statements of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and statements from our past predecessors that what al-mizanu haqqun. And that was why Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal in his own Usul Sunnah, he said, wal imanu bil mizani yawm al-qiyamah. And we truly have to believe in the mizan on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make our places to weigh strongly on the day of Qiyamah. So he said, rahimahullah, that he said, kama ja'a, as it's been reported, he himself brought a hadith, rahimahullah. He said, yuzanu al-abdu yawm al-qiyamah. In the riwayah of this hadith itself, it was reported that this man that will be weighed will be Rajulun Samin Kabir, a huge fat man will be weighed. This man that Imam refers to in this hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ said, Yuzanul Abdu, it was reported that the man will be very fat, huge man on the day of Qiyamah. He will be weighed. He says, Fala yazinu janaha ba'uda. He says, فَلَا يَزِنُ جَنَاحَ بَعُودًا. This kind of a person, he will not weigh the feather of a mosquito on the day of Qiyamah. Despite the fact that on earth is big, is huge. These attributes are very common with some group of people. Very big, huge, pot-bellied. And on the day of Qiyamah, zero. So some of the people think that the one who is big, fat, you know, with cheeks and those, that is the people that it is good for them, things are good for them. But not caring how weighty will the same person be on the day of Qiyamah. So what we should be more concerned with is how weighty are we going to be or light on the day of Qiyamah. So the Imam said, quoting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that yuzanu al-abdu yawm al-qiyamah. So the servant, the slave will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. Say, فَلَا يَزْنُ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضًا. And he's not going to be as weighty as the feather of a mosquito. This hadith was reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And Imam Bukhari and Muslim reported them in their books, Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Rahimahumallah. He said also, rahimahullah, he said, وَتُوزَنُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْأَثَرِ. He said also, the deeds of people, our actions, will also be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. The first hadith points to the fact that it is the man actually who was weighed. Ko? The first hadith points to the fact that it is the man who was weighed. We'll come back to that, inshallah. So he said, وَتُوزَنُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْأَثَرِ. And the deeds of people will also be weighed, as is being reported in Asa, in narrations. And the narration that he meant here was the hadith also of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that's also muttafaqun alayh. Imam Bukhari and Muslim has reported the hadith, also a very popular hadith, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, kalimatani habibatani khafifatani ala lisani sakilatani fil mizani. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that kalimatan, two words, habibatan, they are beloved, two beloved words. The two words, very beloved, they are liked. Allah likes them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said khafifatan ala lisan, on the tongue, they are liked, easily they are said. Look at it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. khafifatani ala lisan. He said sakilatani fil mizan. The two of them, they are weighty on the scale. So this also makes us understand that it is talking about the deeds. From the first hadith, the person. The second hadith, the deeds. I hope it is clear. So this hadith is the hadith that the Imam refers to when he said kamaja'a fil athar, that he said kalimatani habibatani khafifatani ala lisan sakilatani fil mizan, and he mentioned the two of them, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi alazim, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise is due to him, subhanallahi alazim, all glory is due to Allah the great, the mighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith is also muttafaqun alayh. It's also reported by Al-Imam Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim. So from these two, there we have two evidences from the statements of the Imam that indicates that the deeds, actions, the people themselves will be weighed, like the hadith of the fat man. And this second hadith that he brought, rahimahullah, indicates that the deeds themselves will be weighed. Before we move ahead, how will deeds be made? When deeds, actions, they are not things that are physical. Deeds are things, they are af'al qa'imatun bifa'ilihi. They are actions that the person who did it did. So how can it be weighed? Do we understand? A deed, someone performs salah. How do you get the salah to weigh it? How do you grasp the salah? To weigh the salah? Sheikh Salim al-Uthaymeen answers that question, rahimahullah. He says, as it is easy for Allah on the day of Qiyamah. You know, there are authentic narrations that indicate that when Allah has removed all the Jahannamiyun from Jahannam, the Jahannamiyun, they are the Muslims that Allah would liberate on the day of Qiyamah from Jahannam. It says in the Hadith Qudsi, وَبِعِزَّتِ وَجَلَالِي لَأُخْرِجَنَّ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. By my power, my authority, I liberate everyone who believes in La ilaha illallah. They shall be liberated. Because in Jahannam, some of the people, the kuffar, will be abusing some of the Muslims who are serving their terms because they sinned, committed sins that necessitated that they were punished in hell. And Allah did not forgive them of those sins. So some of the kuffar will say to them that, your belief in Allah did not benefit you. So these people will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For your sake we believe, and now for the fact that we believe in you, they are abusing us with our iman in you. So Allah will liberate some of these people from Jahannam. Allah will liberate them. Go out of Jahannam. So these people, when they first get to Al-Jannah, they will be referred to as what? Jahannamiyun. That is liberated slaves from Jahannam. Like saying liberated prisoners. Even when Allah will still remove that symbol from them, such that they will not be known, there will not be difference between those who were in Al-Jannah from the very beginning and those who were only liberated from Jahannam. But after all these people have been liberated, such that every person that will be in Al-Jannah is in Al-Jannah and every person that will be in Jahannam is in Jahannam, Allah will order for death. 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 The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will convert it to a kabsh, that is a sheep, and he will announce to the people of Al-Jannah and to the people of Jahannam that look, death is killed. From today, nobody will die. So the people of Al-Jannah will be in Al-Jannah forever, and the people of Jahannam will be in Jahannam forever. So death will be killed, even when we can't see death and touch death. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing that to death, He's also capable of doing that to our actions, making our actions become what He can weigh on the scale. It is not a problem to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He can kill the death, make the death to become a kabsh that He will slaughter, that will be slaughtered in between Al-Jannah and Hellfire. In fact, they will be told, look at death that people die. And it is not Malakul Maut that is slaughtered. I hope it is clear. So death is not something that is a jism, that is like a body that can be handled. But yet Allah will convert it to something that can be handled and kill it. So if you give that to death, there is nothing that stops him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from doing that to the deeds of people. So deeds, even when they cannot be captured, they can be weighed on the day of Qiyamah by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also related to that are We had already mentioned two aspects of it, things that will be weighed. And from the statements of the Imam, the first narration indicated that what will be weighed is the person himself. The second hadith indicated that it is the deeds that will be weighed. There is also a third hadith, the hadith of Sahib al-Bitaqa. That is what the hadith is called. It was reported by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, that Allah will raise a man and he will make him see his deeds. And the value of these deeds will be written on a sajlat, on a suhuf, a record. And that each of these records, about 99 of them, a very lengthy hadith, we just cut the part we need from it, that these records will be about 99. And each of them is as far as the eyes can see. So Allah will tell him, are we unjust to you? Say, you are not unjust. Do you have anything to say? I don't have anything. And these things will be put on the scale. So the ulama say it means that it is the places where the deeds were recorded that will be put on the scale based on that hadith of Sahib al-Bitaqa. So three things now. In some narrations and in some verses of the Quran, it's indicated that it is the person himself that will be put on the scale. In some narration, it indicates that it is the actions that will be on the scale. In some narrations, it indicated that it is the places where the rewards of the deeds were written that will be put on the scale. So what will be put on the scale? All of these or how? What is the explanation? The ulama have said so many things. Some say that, yes, all of it will be done. Some said, no, for some people, it is the bitaqa, it is their card, their places where their sajlat, where their deeds were recorded, that will be weighed. And that for some people, it is their actions that will be weighed. For some people, it is they themselves that will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. They also pick evidence from what Allah said on the day of Qiyamah, that فَلَا نُكِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. For on the day of Qiyamah, we are not going to raise a scale for them. So he said, for them, lahum. So that the scale meant that it will weigh the people. But Sheikh Salih ibn al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, when he explained this matter, he really delved into it very, very beneficially in his sharh of Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyah, specifically in the second volume. He said, وَلَكِنْ إِنْدَ تَأَمُّلِي. He said, if we really, really ponder about these narrations, he said, نَجِدْ أَنَّ أَكْثَرُ النُّسُوسِ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الَّذِي يُؤْذَنُ هُوَ الْعَمَلِ. He said, if we really ponder about those verses, we are going to find out that it is actually the actions that will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. وَيُخَصُّ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ. And that some people will be treated specially. فَتُوْذَنُ صُحَاحِفُ أَعْمَالِهِ. So for some people, the deeds, the places where their actions they are written will be weighed. أَوْ يُوْذَنُ هُوَ بِنَفْسِهِ. Or he himself, huwa nafsuhu yu'zan, he himself will be weighed. So he said, what is common, what is the normal, the common thing is that the deeds of people will be weighed. If you think about those ahadith, those verses of Quran, he said, but for some people specifically, their actions, their persons, they themselves, or the places where their deeds were written is what will be weighed. But whether the person will be weighed, whether his deeds will be weighed, whether the places where the records of his deeds is what will be weighed, the matter still remains a function of his deeds. What did he do on the surface of the earth? How beneficial was it for him? And that is why he said, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. He will see it on that day. Perhaps his action, yes, it will be weighed. Perhaps he himself, yes, it will reflect on his weight. Perhaps that it is recorded on the script, yes, it will reflect on his weight. And he said, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And the one who makes a deed that is evil, he will see it on that day, because it will also go on the weight that Allah will set up on the day of Qiyamah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Imam said, rahimahullah, he said, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ. And saying it is obligatory that we believe in all these. Rahimahullah. He said it was tasdiqu bihi, and accept them as truth. Wal i'radi an man radda zalika. And then we should keep away from those who deny this. Like we said, the Mu'tazila, they deny that. Part of what they say is that Allah does is that whenever we see mizan being talked about, he's talking about justice. The ulama say no. If Allah wants to say justice, he will say justice. He says, Inna Allah ya'murukum bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba. He says, wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkar wal ba'i. He says, ya'murukum bil adli. So he wants to say adli, he said adli. Say wala yajrimannakum shana'anu qawmin ala alla ta'dilu idilu. He said he wanted to say justice. Don't allow the differences between yourself and a group of people, disagreements, to make you become unjust. Say idilu, be just. So he wants to say justice, and he said justice. So when he said mizan, it meant mizan. If you want to say it doesn't mean mizan, there must be a text that makes us understand that no, it was not talking about mizan. It was talking about something else. So when people are like this, the Imam Rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he said we must make i'rad from them. We must keep away from such people. وَتَرْكُ مُجَادَلَتِهِ. And we should not be the one who want to argue with them and say, no, it should be like that. This is how it should be. And begin to argue. Don't forget, part of what he told us from the usul of the people of Sunnah, he said that's what تَرْكُ الْخُسُومَاتِ وَالْجِدَالِ مَا أَصْحَابِ الْأَهْوَى. We are going to abandon arguments and jidal, controversial discussions. Is it like that? Is it not like that? What is the evidence for this and that with the people of innovations? And that's why Al-Imam Hassan Al-Basri Ibn Abi Hassan Rahimahullah and Al-Imam Muhammad Ibn Sirin, they both say that La tujalisu ahl al-ahwa. Do not sit with the people of innovations. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوهُمْ. And do not take up arguments with them. وَلَا تَسْمَعُوا مِنْهُمْ. And avoid hearing from them. Don't hear from them. Don't argue with them. Don't sit with them. Look at what they say. Rahimahumullah. I am very sure that these people would not be saying this except that there is something. Look at Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. When he was talking about Ru'ya, he also wondered about Mujadala to Ahli al-Ahwa. When he, in fact, from the very beginning, he'd been warning, and subsequently, when he was talking about Qadr, he also warned Mujadala to Ahl al-Ahwa that we should keep away from it, discussing with the people of innovation regarding those matters. And subsequently, about every point he mentioned, Rahimahullah, he had to say to us that we should keep away from the people who argue. Do we not think that there is a reason for that? Do we not think that there is really, really a reason for having to say to us? One day, a man is called Al-Haris Al-Mahasibi. Al-Haris Al-Mahasibi lived at the time of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. It was reported that if Al-Haris is talking, people will be crying. Al-Haris Al-Mahasibi. He knows how to drive the people's mind. So one day, Al-Imam Ahmad went to visit one of his students who is close to Al-Haris and said to him that he wants him to invite Al-Haris. He wants to hear something from him. And that he does not want Al-Haris to know that he is around. I mean, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal now said, he likes to stay in a place within the house where Al-Haris would not know that he is around. So Al-Haris was invited. So the man said it was the man's house from who got this report. He was the one reporting. He said when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal came first, it was to be after Salatul Isha that the sitting is to take place. He said Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal came and he took him on top of the house. So when Al-Haris came, Al-Mahasibi, he did not know who was around because the Imam was already at the top of the house. So he came, they sat down after Salatul Isha. They said everybody kept silent until later in the night when Al-Haris began to make sermon to people. As he began to talk, people started to cry. The Ishaq said, I went up to check Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. I met him crying too. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was also crying. Al-Haris was making the sermon. His students were crying. The Imam was also crying. The author of this tract is Usul al-Sunnah. Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad, ibn Hanbal rahimahullah Shayban, he was also crying. So he said later, after the discussion in the morning when Al-Haris, they left and everybody dispersed, he said he was asking Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, why are you crying? He said he was crying because Mawa'iz that are good, as good as this, I had hardly heard it from people. He said, but even that, don't ever sit with Al-Haris Al-Muhasibi. He said, I have hardly heard discussions like this that moves the heart. But as moving the heart as Al-Haris Al-Muhasibi can be, don't sit with him. Because he was from the people of Bid'ah. So you can see, no matter how that person was, that yes, it, when he speaks, everybody is crying. It doesn't mean there is any khair inside it. And that's why the mizan for deeds on the surface of this earth is muwafaqatu ma kana alayhi ashab ar-rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does it conform with what the companions were? These were what made the imam, they are able to say that a liar is a liar. They are able to say that a liar is a liar. If he's a liar, he's a liar. If he's a liar, he's a liar. He's weak, he's weak. He's muftadi, he's muftadi. He fabricates narrations, he fabricates narrations. They were able to say all these because the scale with which they measured actions is not, is the person crying when he's reading Quran? Is he crying when he's muwafaqatu sunnah? How, what is its muwafaqah? How does it conform with Kitab and Sunnah and the actions of the pious predecessors? So they were so sure that except something conforms with it, if it does not conform with it, then it's not going to be accepted. And that was why Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in, rahimahullah, some of the people went to him and said, everybody, you are saying da'if, da'if, everybody, kazab, everybody, wadda'. Why are you saying that? He said, anyone that I refer to as kazab and is not kazab, let Allah not forgive me. If I say somebody is kazab and is not kazab, let Allah not forgive me. I'm trying to say that they got this jur'ah, that boldness and bravery, from their understanding the fact that something is either in conformity with the Quran and Sunnah or not. If it is not conforming, it will not be accepted by Allah. Then let it be anything. And you know, some of the pointers to the fact that Al-Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in was from the pleased people that Allah is pleased with. He died in Medina and he was buried in Baqir. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from the first two graves to be raised on the day of Qiyamah is one of the graves in Makkah where Khadija was buried, and the second one is Baqir. He said, I'm going to pray to Allah to forgive every person in Baqir and every person in the other graveyard. And that was where Yahya ibn Ma'in was buried. The bed with which he was carried to the graveyard was the same bed with which the Prophet slept and died upon. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He finished Hajj and from Baghdad. He finished Hajj. He came from Baghdad to Hajj. Finished Hajj, went to Medina, fell sick, and died in Medina. He was buried in Medina in Baqir. After saying all this. So there are indications. And the same thing, most of the A'imah were like this because they were not deceived by what appeared as piety. The thing is either in line with the Sunnah or it's not in line with the Sunnah. Al-Imam Shu'ba ibn al-Hajjaj, someone told him once and said, Hadithni, sanalla uhadithuka. He said, narrate, give me a hadith. I will not narrate a hadith to you. He said, have you not heard that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man su'ila an ilmin fakatamahu. Aljamahullahu bilijamin minan nar. Do you not know that the Prophet said, anyone who is asked regarding knowledge and he hides it, Allah will tie him with lijam. The lijam is the rope that is tied on the beast of body. Allah will tie that on him on the day of Qiyamah. He said, Anna ukassiru lijam. He said, the rope, I will cut that rope on the day of Qiyamah. It was reported that the person was from the people of innovations. So the imam does not want to sit with him. So the person is trying to use a narration to key him that says, is it lijam? I will cut it off on the day of Qiyam. So the a'imma, we are trying to talk about what happened between Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Al-Haris Al-Muhasibi. Despite the fact it could move the people to talk and cry and feel that they have lost, the imam did not give that preference. He still wants his haq. Don't go and sit with Al-Haris Al-Muhasibi. So there's a lot of benefit in the imam telling us all those. But what we have discussed today basically is about al-mizan. And this is from the benefit like what Sheikh Salih ibn al-Uthaymeen will call fa'idatul maslakiyya, the benefit, behavioral benefit, so to speak, is that each of us should understand that every of our deeds is recorded. and they will be for us or against us on the day of Qiyamah. They will either be weighing our heavy sides for our righteous deeds on the day of Qiyamah, or they will be reducing the strength of the weight of the heavy sides on the day of Qiyamah, because they will be on the other side. May Allah save us from that. So we should watch how our deeds are. Someone came to Umar ibn al-Khattab when he was on the deathbed and started to count. Ah, you are lucky. You are Khalifa of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You are this. If you die like this, you are going to die as a shaheed. He started counting his benefits. You know what Umar said? This hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. Umar radiallahu anhu said to him that, I hope that all these things you are counting will overweigh my sins. I wish that these deeds, these good things you are counting, will overweigh my deeds on the day of Qiyamah. So as pious as they were, radiallahu anhu, the best person, the best human being after all the Anbiya is Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. No one follows him except Umar ibn al-Khattab. And that was why when he was asked, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, that if you die now and meet Allah, what will you say? Because he appointed Umar radiallahu anhu as the next Amir, the next Khalifa of the Muslims. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Al-Imam Zahabi reported that in Sirah al-Nubala when he was discussing Tariq al-Khulafa, that what will you say to Allah? He said, I will say that I have made the best of them the leader over them. If I meet Allah, he asked me, how did you leave? He said, yes, I appointed the best of them to lead them when I left them. So this makes us understand that despite that position of Umar radiallahu anhu, he was still hoping that his good deeds will overweigh the bad deeds. So for we, how much of deeds do we have to hope for? How much of salawah in jama'ah? How much of nawafil before our salawah? How much of qiyamul layl? How much of fasting Mondays and Thursdays? How much of tasbihat with our hands? How much of looking at the women that are not our wives? How much of all these on the campuses and in places where people say people have to go deliberately, they like it or not, do or die, they must obtain those certificates. Yes, they must. But in the process of doing that, how much of deeds, bags, loads of things do they carry on their head? That you will not be there to replace for them on the day of Qiyamah when these things are put on their weight. You cannot remove and you cannot add. You cannot add to their good deeds. They say, take some from my own. And you cannot remove from their evil deeds. So say, oh, let me relieve your burden. So, and yet you say, go ahead with those things. So we must bear in mind, each of us must bear in mind, how will his own scale be on the day of Qiyamah? Is it going to be weighty? Is it going to be less weighty? How is it going to be? Especially when we have several opportunities to make changes. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, in this point number 16 we read today, he said we also necessarily must believe, he said, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. We must also believe in the scale, in the balance on the day of Qiyamah. كَمَا جَاءَ, as it has been reported, that يُوزَنُ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A man will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَا يَزِنُ جَنَاحَ بَعُودَةٍ. And he will not weigh one feather of a mosquito. وَتُوزَنُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْأَثَرِ. And also the actions of men shall be weighed, as it's been reported in narrations. And we said that the narration the Imam intended there was a hadith of Abu Huraira that is muttafaqun alayhi between Imam Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that kalimatani habibatani khafifatani ala lisani sakilatani fil mizani subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. And he said, rahimahullah, that wal iman bihi, we must believe in these and make tasdeeq, accept it as truth. وَالْإِرَادِ أَمَّا رَدَّ ذَلِكِ. And then we must keep away from the one who denies the truity of these things. وَتَرْكُ مُجَادَلَتِهِ. And we must avoid going into arguments with people like that. أَقُولُ مَا أَقُولُ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.